on the International Coffee Treaty on Monday, and then that was canceled and by Secretary Dutton.
We asked him not to ask for that hearing. We didn't want to do a thing in the world that would hold up this tax bill, because we're afraid that if it gets behind civil rights, which it may very well do, we won't get the thing at all until next July. And every department's got something he wants to come up there with and postpone the things, and the secretary asked him not to do it, and somehow or other it got out.
Well, now there's considerable opposition to the treaty here.
They don't think it's going to be adopted anyway, they tell me.
What they asked me to ask you, if there was any assurance that no further action would be taken by you until later on, and whatever the time may be, that we could have this hearing.
Well, I would say that as far as we're concerned, I'll check that and get back to you and give you a definite statement. But I would say that no further action would be taken until they implemented it, until they got back in touch with you. What we want to do, Senator, is try to get those amendments voted on before we go home, at least as many of them as we can. And the first day they got the discussion that I understood on a lot of the procedures, and then yesterday they got on the long amendment, and they had to wait till they got some more information on that. And they had 2 days and they didn't get anything, and then they said, well, now Monday we got something that got to take up the State Department. So I asked the State Department why they had submitted it when we're keeping Dillon here. He needs to really be in Paris. He thinks that he could, he has an important engagement there, and I told him just stay here until we could get this tax bill out. See, what I'm afraid of is every businessman in the country wants to figure this on January, and I think if we pass it in January, we can do it. But if you got a civil rights bill over there and it took 4 or 5 months discussing that thing and your tax bill got behind it, why, all of our work would have been done in vain. So I'm just so anxious to run it morning, afternoon, and night and try to get these amendments voted on. I don't think there's going to be any great change from the House bill. Hope there's not. But you get it in shape where you can report it. Now, I'm working on my budget every night. I was up to 1 o'clock last night, and I'm going to get you a budget I think you'll be proud of, and then we can get our bill on the floor.
All right, we've acted on the loan amendment.
Good. Well, now, what'd you do, adopt it?
Adopted, yeah.
All right. Now, I'll get back to you, and what you want is assurance that there'll be no further action taken in connection with the coffee treaty while you're holding taxes.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
I'll get back. Thank you for coming, Harry.
Yeah, the committee asked me to do it.
You bother me any time. You help me, though, get that bill out. I know you're against it, but you're a good chairman, and you help them vote. You're tired of this talking yourself.
All right.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
And I'm going to help you with the budget.
Waiting.